Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church. And I'm so excited tonight for our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour, giving reverence to God who is the head of my life and to everyone in their respective places too. Apostle Dean, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank and praise God for allowing me to be here tonight. I greet you in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this evening, and I am delighted that you have chosen to worship with us as we endeavor to do our prayer meeting tonight. I want to call our prayer meeting to order on tonight. We're going to have just a little short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a prayer, and then I'll play a song. I'm going to be reading from Psalms 89. I will sing praise the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever, thy faithfulness shall thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David, my servant, thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders. O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For in the heavens can be, for who in the heavens can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? Greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness rounding about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thy stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. I have just read you Psalms 89 from the first verse down to the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you tonight to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing tonight, and we come repenting tonight, and we ask your forgiveness and your cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for cleansing me and washing me now. Now, Father, I ask you to bind the strong man up from this radio broadcast. Bind the strong man up from our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I bind the strong man up tonight. Every demonic force, every demon that's on assignment, your assignment has been canceled, and I serve your eviction notice tonight. You can't stay on this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We give you praise. We just ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. I ask you to bless them and keep everyone covered under the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about us to protect us, Lord, from all hurt, harm, or danger. Now tonight, Lord, I ask you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to your people on tonight, Lord. Lord, I pray and ask you to let your prophecy come forth. Yet let your healing virtue come forth, Lord. Let it come for, let a word come forth tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray and we ask it all. Amen. We just thank and praise God on tonight for everything that he does. We thank and praise God. He's such an awesome God. He's an awesome God, and I thank him tonight. We're going to get ready to hear just a song. I'm trying to just thank and praise God on tonight. Yes, God, we give you praise tonight. Praise God. Yes, he is my soul loving. Everything about me love Jesus. Everything, every inch of me love Jesus. I don't care what else happened. I know I love Jesus. and I know he loves me. And I thank and praise God for that. It just gives me so much joy down in my soul when I can just call on the name of Jesus at any time, anywhere, any place. I can call on Jesus any kind of way. I can call up on him and I don't have to. I can call him within and I can call him without. I can call him at midnight. I can call him early in the morning. I can call on Jesus. I just thank God for that. I thank God that he don't have a limit or a time on us to call him, because we need him all the time. And we don't know what time we need him, that we want to call him, but we need him all the time. And I thank and praise God on tonight. God is a merciful God. He's a great God. Hallelujah. Greatly to be praised. Oh, how excellent is his name. In the name of Jesus. God is a great God. Hallelujah. Greatly to be praised. I just thank God on tonight. He's done so much for me. I don't know what I would do without God. I just thank him on tonight. He's good all the time. He's good all the time. I don't care what nobody say. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. I give him praise on tonight. Yes, Lord, I thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Tonight, I just thank and praise him. I thank and praise God. I'm not going to sit around and talk. I'm going to talk up a little bit about prayer, because this is our prayer night. So I didn't want to just talking and rambling on. I want to just give some instruction on prayer, because we need to know how to call on the name of Jesus. If you don't know, you should know how to call on him. Some people want to know. Some people don't know how to pray. Some people don't know the first thing, how to go to God. Because, you know, you can't go to God any kind of way. No. Because you never would get his attention any kind of old way. But you have to, he's looking at your heart. If your heart ain't right, your soul can't get to him. So you need to know how to get to God. See, the first thing you need to do, prayer, is talking to God. And the first thing you need to do is kind of prepare to pray. You need to set a time. And sometimes you don't have to do that. But if I do it sometimes, I try my best to keep it when I can, as much as I can. But you need to set a time or just a space, not even a time, just a space that you can go to God. You know how your day will run. Set a space for God. Set this space of time right here. Don't have to be a short space or a long space. Just, Lord, as soon as I get up, maybe I get up about 10 o'clock, this going to be your time right here if you allow me to get up. You know, you have to pull away from distractions and the telephone and the computer and Instagram and Facebook and all the TV program and all that kind of stuff, and kind of separate yourself a little bit so you can get some of this stuff in you, so your heart will start feeling God, feeling the Spirit of God tugging on you. See, you have to kind of like shut in with God. Just get, you don't even have, you could be in the room with somebody else, but if you just go over and get by yourself, go sit in the corner somewhere, he'll show up. You have to get in a quiet in your mind and quiet in your spirit so you can hear him as he's talking back to you. Then you need to have a posture of prayer, to pray. You know, you got to focus on him. If you can't do nothing else, just focus on him. Sometimes you have to, you can kneel, and sometimes, because I'm going to get me some knee pads, because I'm going to do this. I'm going to stay on my knees as long as I can. I don't know about 5 hours, but I'm going to try to see what God will do. I may get down there and somebody has to help me get up, but that's all right. God will help me. You know, and sometimes people close their eyes, and sometimes they leave them open, you know. Sometimes they look to heaven, to the heavens, you know, look up. You know, however, a posture of prayer. Because God know when your body focus. He know when it's time. He know when your spirit man is ready to call on him, to give him your all and not thinking about this. Because I have a hard time in the morning. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and everything going across my mind. I said, wait a minute. This is not going to work, and you got to get still. And I have to make my spirit man get still from thinking about different things at 3 o'clock in the morning so I can cry out to God. So it takes that. It takes you to prepare yourself and your spirit man to pray. Sometimes you don't have a chance to prepare. Sometimes you be in a hurry and you need him now. You have to cry out right there in that minute, Lord, have mercy. Oh, Jesus, I need you. Just Jesus, he'll come. When he hear his name, he comes. He comes. And sometimes, you know, we have to pray scriptures. And not that you're practicing praying, but you have to pray scriptures, and you have to kind of ask God to help you bring those scriptures back to your remembrance so you'll know how to pray the scriptures. Some people pray scriptures. I pray scriptures that the Holy Ghost bring them to me. If he don't bring them to me, I'm going to do the next best thing. Whatever he brings to me is going to come out. That's what comes out. I don't try to do it because I don't know what I need, and I don't know what you need. I don't know what to pray for me for. I don't know what to pray for you for, but the Holy Ghost know what we need at all times. And he may say, but pray for so-and-so and pray for that they need this and pray for Brother Harold and that his mother and pray for that she's feeling better and pray for, you know, I don't know what people need. I don't know what to pray for. But the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, know who to pray for and what they need. He know exactly what they need. God say, show me your glory. That's he want us to pray these scriptures. Turn my eyes from worthless things. Show me a sign of your good. Let no sin rule over me. You are my Lord. Apart from you, I have nothing else. I have no other. I have to call on him just like that. Because we don't have nobody else. We don't have, I mean, we have other people, but they can't do what God can. God, the Holy Spirit will stop us every time from making a mistake or from doing things that we shouldn't be doing. He will stop us. He'll try to stop us. He's not going to push himself on us. He's not going to do it. But if we would listen, and when he send you somebody to tell you something, don't say, oh, God, this and this and this. Don't do that. Don't do that. Listen. When people tell you a word, when they give you a word from the Holy Ghost, and believe me, you'll know it's from God. You will know it's not always good. Because when prophets come, they don't always have good news. They don't always bring you going to get a car, you're going to get some money and all this. That's not what it is. God sent the prophet. He sent the apostle. He sent the bishop. Whoever he sent for a word for you. And you got to make sure in your spirit a confirming and testify to it. You know, we have to, I felt so bad and, because a young lady called me yesterday, and she was asking me to pray about her job. And I did pray about her job. And I said, well, you know, the Lord told you to leave her a long time ago, and you didn't. well, I don't think, you know, if the Lord had told me this, and then I said, okay. So today when she called me, she was crying. Well, they had demoted her twice. It's the second time. And see, when God tells you to do something, even though he want to still bless you wherever you are, he could bless you if, even if you're in hell. God can still bless you. And he had told me, he said, wherever she at, I could bless her. But they demoted her. And she was crying. And I let her know, when God tell you to leave and you don't, or to do something and you don't, it only gets worse from there. You have to be obedient when God. You may not want to accept it. You may not want to leave. But it's something you got to take. You got to take charge. You know, you putting yourself in. Accept what God says, because he know what's best for us. God knows what's best for us. So we have to pray fervently. Praying, when we pray, we should be active. We just can't no dead. God don't, he like, who is that? Why they praying like that? I mean, you don't have to hot loud as I am, but you need to let God know you love him. You know, when I go to prayer, I go praying and I worship God. I don't go, Lord, can you just bless us, Lord, and all this, and bless this person, bless that person. I go, and you should go. When you go into prayer, you go into worship. You worship God first. I worship God 2 or 3 hours first. Then I go into prayer. You got to worship God. That's how I feel the anointing so heavy on me, because I go loving on God. I'm in love with him. I love on him as much as possible, as long as possible. And sometimes he'll, before the two or three hours are up, he'll have me speaking and praying in tongues. Because that's how he is, and that's what he'll do. But we have to give him, don't put no limit on him. Whatever he want to do, let him do it. Just sit there and be still and praise and worship him and watch what he do. Expect something to happen. Expect him to do what he say he will. You have to expect God to move like he going to move. We have to, and another thing, prayer is not, it's not the arithmetic. It's a prayer, how many you can pray. You know, I've known a lot of pastors, you know, they pray so eloquent, and I just can't. I could. But I can't, because it's almost lying to the Holy Ghost. You're sitting up here putting on this nice, eloquent front. And when I come to God, I want to be real. I want to be able to holler, cry, blow my nose, snot, whatever it is I need to do on God's shoulder. That's what I'm going to do. When I'm in prayer, I don't care. I don't care. I talk to him and tell him my toe hurting and my shoulder hurting. I talk to him like he my father, who he is. So when I go to God, I don't care. I cry all on him, roll on the floor, Lord, just help me. Because I'm being real with him. I'm not going, I got it all together and all of this and that. I don't. If it was not for you who is on my side, I would have nothing together. But it's you that keeping me in my right mind. Clothed in my right mind. If you don't do that, I'll be putting my tennis shoe on top of my head, because I wouldn't have a mind. But we got to get to that. God, who we live, who we have our being. Live, move, and have our being. We know it's not about us. We can't do nothing. But it's by the grace of God, by his mercy, by his righteousness, that we live, move, and have his being, our being. God is such a faithful God. Even when we mess up, he's still right there. He said, come on now, you done did this, but put your big girl drawers on. Come on, we're going to do this. And we're going to repent from this. Because the other day I was praying, and I couldn't feel the spirit like I usually feel, that heavy anointing on my head. And I was saying, Lord, what's wrong? What's wrong? It's getting later. You know, what's wrong? And I heard him just as good, repent. What had I did? Nothing that I know of, but evidently it was something. Could have thought wrong. Could have looked at some stupid stuff on television. Whatever it was, I said, oh, Lord, how I repent. I repented. And that heaviness came right back. Didn't take it but 2 seconds to come. I say, look, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I say repent, because we don't know what we do. We don't know how we do. We could think something negative. Oh, she going to hurt her toe, or they going to make me sick. Or I know I be saying stuff because a man made me mad yesterday in the store. I had to repent last night for it because I was wanting to get my Glock. The man just was just, oh, he was just so bad. If Ed had been in there, he would have got it. But I'm glad he wasn't. You know, but stuff like that, it'd be a setup. I should have not said nothing. I was trying not to say nothing. But people just disrespect you so bad, like you're nothing. But we know we're something in Christ, and we got to get past it. We got to get past it. That's all to it. And I know I do. I pray too hard, too much, too long, too much. And I love God so much. And I should be past little stuff like that. But the devil, it wasn't none but the devil. It was none but the devil. When I said it wasn't none but a spirit, him and his daddy just came, jumped right in front of the line, walked and pushed the lady on up out the way and got in line in front of me. I'm like, what are you doing? They don't care. They don't care. They Arabs. They don't think women got a voice. Shut up, you know. Every hair on my body rose up. I was like, Lord, give me. And I had to hurry up and get out of it. I told the manager, I said, you need to get him. Get them. He went over there, but see, that was something else I had to repent for. Because I got to love them. Even though they're Arabs, even though they, whoever they are, I can't have nothing in my heart for nobody that's negative and mean and evil. I can't. I can't even pray like that. I can't. I don't care who it is. I got to repent. Now, I repented and asked God to forgive me and told God I love them, and I do, because they just some human beings that don't know what they're doing. It really upset me, and I knew the last time I was, Lord, I don't feel you like I usually feel you. Soon as I repented, that's why you have to repent every day. And if you're getting ready to pray, and if you don't say, Lord, forgive me for my sins, I repent, then you won't feel what you need to feel, because God waiting on that. He waiting on that every time we pray. Repent. That's why I say, I'm not talking about you can't go to God any kind of way. You got this on, you got that on. You don't have to have a single piece on your body, but you better repent before the Lord. You can't go to him dirty, because he's going to turn his head. So when you repent, all that filth and all that stuff that we didn't did and said and cussed and did and whatever we're going to do, it falls off. It get covered under the blood. So we got to know what we're doing when we get ready to pray. So, and then not how long you pray. It's not how long. It's not how sweet your voice is. And it's not how orderly the prayer is and the method you pray. Sometimes, you know, you can't go through all that. I have time to do certain things that I do. That's why I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I stop praying whenever God release me, you know, because then I can have time to do and have order and do what I do. That's why I sacrifice. Sometimes I don't go to bed till 12, and I'm back up at 3. It don't make me no different. I'm going to sit right there because I can sleep anytime, But I love God so much that whatever sacrifice to pray, to talk to God, I want to do that because I love him so much. It's the fervency of the spirit which availeth much. It's the sincerity of your heart that availeth much. God know when you're serious. He knows when your spirit man is sincere. Know when your heart is praying sincerely. He knows. You know when people stand up there, oh, Father, and all this kind of crazy stuff. You know when they putting on the front. We don't need to do that. We need to go to God humbly before him and repent, and then let the Holy Spirit work it out. So I want to just ask, do we have any testimonies tonight? Do we have any praise reports? Do we have any miracles? And I know I believe in miracles, baby. So whatever you have, this is your time tonight.
Hi, Pastor Dr. Deborah Dean. This is Minister Lisa in St. Louis.
Praise God. How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to give God glory and honor and just thank God for being God. And I'm hoarse a little bit, so... But I just want to glorify God. Yeah,
amen.
The enemy's been coming after me. And, I mean, God blessed me, and it seemed like it's something to come along and upset me, hurt my feelings, set me back. And it's costly. This is not a little thing. These are not insignificant happenings. These are things that come against my credibility, my identity, and my faithfulness to God. It sets me back. But you know what? I keep on being honest before God, and I keep on praying. And like you said, I have to keep my heart right.
That's right.
I can't be responsible for how other people treat me. My prayer now is not only, Lord, deliver me from my enemies that mean me harm and keep me safe, but help me to stand down and get out the way so God can be Because
that's
you know what?
That's right.
It'd be so serious. Lord, this can happen. That can happen. You know how I look? It looked like I'm being irresponsible. It looked like my name gonna be bad. But God always works it out.
Yes,
forgive me for being a horse. The devil trying to steal my voice, but I'm going to use the little that I got left. It ain't because I've been crying and screaming about the enemy. It's because I've been praising God all day. It's because
Will
dare to trust him. And the Lord let me know why I'm upset. God help me. Why I'm not complaining, but why I'm presenting my complaints to him, because they are serious charges that could help me bent up and messed up if somebody don't intercede. But
I just
thank God for being God, Jehovah, all by himself, because it helps me to prove to me that I'm really on the Lord's side. It's an opportunity for me to understand where do I stand when I know I'm doing right, when I know my heart has been fixed before God. I know I spent time in prayer. I know I spent time speaking in tongues, praising him, repenting, actually combing through my own personal private life, my spiritual life, my public life, trying to get it straight, making sure my family, nobody's suffering for my sins, include me. And so when the enemy, when that devil comes striking at me, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, it is against flesh and blood. But when he comes striking at the apostle, Dr. Deborah, I know it ain't because of my sin. I know for sure. Because I spent time, like you say, on my knees. I spent time, hallelujah, rolling around in prayer and spent time not just praying, but practicing. I'm a practice how to pray. I'm a practice how to be reverent. I'm a practice how to get my flesh out of the way. I'm a practice how to forgive those who are being treachery against my very life. I'm a practice
Lord.
How to give an acceptable praise unto the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And I found
out
Lord. Sometimes it can't be acceptable unless you're in the fire. That's when it's
Lord.
That's when it's real.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I told the demon, now, like you said, and you you're one of the most educated black women I know. You humble, you godly, you strong,
praise
you
God.
Courageous, hallelujah, you hardworking.
Oh,
and yet, if you
praise
say,
God.
Don't come always talking about being thou, you got to get ugly. Hallelujah. Let him
yes,
deliver.
Lord.
I found out I'm really serious about God. I get delivered myself.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because
there's nothing
to play with when you go out here. Some of these folks do
no.
not want God. They don't love God. They ain't planning on repenting. They don't care nothing
yes.
about it. They will tear us down and kill us. God,
yes,
we can't
Lord.
Go out here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you.
We be so upset when your elders get mad, check you, tell you about yourself. You be so upset. Hallelujah. But when you be tried by the Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And
thank you.
Come with a flame after you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Know
thank
that
you,
you,
Lord.
You know God is real. He dressed you in the whole armor and you're protected.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Even
yes,
if we
Lord.
Go down. That devil needs to know that don't mean we defeated. We're found in human flesh. But we are denied.
Yes,
so we shall rise again.
Yes.
We shall prevail in the spirit of the Lord.
Yes.
Thank God. I have to tell myself,
you,
wait. Don't give that devil all that credit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You need to feel a little pain. You need to have some resistance.
Yes.
That way you
That's
know
right.
you're really vested in the kingdom.
Yes.
And
yes,
I say
Lord.
One more thing,
yes,
and I shut up. I'm so glad to know God. He tell us the truth in his word. It ain't all flowery. Thank God for King Zingler. Thank God for NIESP, and whoever we be. But I thank God for the truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He tell you, if you desire, not that you take it all away, you never make mistakes, but if it's in your heart to live holy, you share.
Yes.
Persecution.
Thank
he
you,
said,
Lord.
But if you suffer with it, Jesus said, if you suffer
yes.
with it.
Yes, Lord.
You rise.
Yes, Lord.
It. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I used to do a double take. My grandmother, when I was a little girl, just lost my dad. My mom and dad were broke up. And I think he had already passed because I was about 7. She said, you ain't been through enough. And I did a double take. I said, what? And my grandmother never talked to me like that before. My mama took me to ballet school right after choir rehearsal on Saturday. Hallelujah. Church on Sunday. Church dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Dad come when he gets a chance. They married and everything.
Yeah.
But when we lost
Amen.
Our home and house, when my daddy died, and she told me not long after, she said, girl, you ain't been through enough. I said, well, what's wrong with my grandmother? My mama is in the hospital. We lost our house, our beautiful home. My patent leather shoes, I barely got to wear. We can't go to church on Sunday. We love the Lord. And she said, we ain't been through enough. I'm trying to figure out what she did.
Right.
I just want to thank God for you. And I thank God for the opportunity. I just couldn't be quiet because I know that devil wants me to keep my little prophetic black voice quiet. He wants me to keep my feminine way of praising God quiet. He wants me to not say I'm an apostle for the glory of God. I'm an ambassador, and I will not be ashamed of my Lord and his Christ. I will not be ashamed of the gospel. If God Jehovah is not ashamed of me when I'm wretched, naked, and poor, when I'm wretched, naked, can't help myself, hallelujah, what would I be
thank
when
you.
I know he shed his blood for me? I just had to thank
Lord.
Him. And I thank you because you ain't even got to do this. You're going to be good anyway. You just be on here. You spend your own money. You don't even ask nobody for a gift or an offer. And I was crying because I was expecting some money today. And I was thinking how I was going to give. Ready to give them a little tithe and offer, ready to give back to some people that have helped me. But the enemy got my money held up for things I didn't ask for. But it's all right. I'm going to use the currency of faith tonight. I'm going to use my currency of praise tonight. I'm going to
yes,
take my
Lord.
Life by being a witness, by being a testimony,
yes.
by saying
yes,
I am
Lord.
Who you say I am, and I won't back
yes.
down. I won't take it back. Too much has been
yes,
paid for
Lord.
My life. For me to move forward, for me not to back
yes,
down,
Lord.
I won't be ashamed of the gospel of
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank
I'm
you, Lord.
To be. I'm so sad, Apostle. I can cry
thank
all
you,
day
Lord.
And all night. But the joy of the Lord took hold of my heart. And I've been dancing
you,
all over the devil's head today. I keep dancing
all right.
over my sadness, Apostle. I'm dancing over my weakness. I'm dancing
yes,
over reproach and shame. I'm a dancer
yes,
while my enemy's laughing at me. I'm going to dance and praise him because he's worthy
yes.
whether I'm in the game or out. He's worthy whether I'm up or down.
Yes,
God, he is. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Be encouraged, woman of God, and you and your husband.
Thank you, Lord.
Be encouraged.
Amen.
Yes. Soon as
Amen.
I can get hold to the train, I know you don't need what I got, but I want to be a part of building God's kingdom. I want to be a part of being a praise and a glory with my life, with my mouth, with my money, with my resources. I want to lift up all my leaders. Ah, yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, the prophetess today, for that preaching.
Yes, ma'am. Didn't mean to go too long.
It's all right. We thank and praise God for you. We want to know if there are any prayer requests. Is there any prayer requests?
I'm still praying, ask you to pray my strength in the Lord and continue to pray for my brother, Jason Monroe Harris, and my sister, April Harris Hill. They need to get birthed out in their ministry in the fullness of it because the enemy attacking them too much. They've been doing it, but they need more. Please pray my strength in the Lord to go ahead and do all God has called me to do and be strengthened. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else? Okay, we're going to have a song, and I'm going to go into prayer.
Thank you.
Our Father, the Father of Abraham, the Father of Isaac, and the Father of Jacob. Lord, I come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive me for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that I committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I come now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, just confessing and repenting on tonight, in the name of Jesus, and asking you to cleanse me, Lord, forgive me, and cleanse me with the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Just cleanse me, Lord. Cleanse my mind on tonight, and cleanse my heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight asking you to bind the strong man from each one of our lives in the name of Jesus. I ask you on tonight, Father, in the Mokola Bahandiya Sanandi Ikobo Sandaroya, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come humbly before your throne, asking you to bless everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you tonight, Lord, to cover them right now, in the blood of Jesus, in the shed blood on tonight, and encamp your angels all around about them, Lord, to protect them right now, Lord, from all hurt, harm, or danger on tonight, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I come right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in notable Sikibi, asking you to open doors, open the door, Lord, open doors, Lord, notable Kubabi, in notable Hudidia, open the doors tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, open them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, open them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know what they need right now, Lord. You know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, they need you right now. One needs you for one thing, and some needs you for another, Lord. You know what each one of us needs you for on tonight. I'm asking you right now to bend over and bend your ear down in the name of Jesus. And hear our cry tonight. Hear our cry, Lord. We crying out tonight. Hear us, Lord. You say for us to search, to seek you while you may be found, and call on you while you're near, Lord. We seeking you on tonight, Lord. We asking you to open a door that man can't close, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we need you tonight, Lord. We need you, Lord. We can't make it without you, Father. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on the Holy Beaten. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Let your mercy rain down on us. Your mercy, Lord. We seeking your mercy tonight. We need you tonight. We need you tonight, Lord. We can't make it without you. We just thank you.
Right now, I got you. Jesus, I give you glory and I give you praise, Lord. I give you glory, hallelujah, and I give you praise, Lord. Bless the men and bless African Americans, Lord, and bless them, Lord, and bless them, Lord, and in the hood about them, cover them, cover us in the shed blood of Jesus, and all of your people, Lord, and all over the land and country, Lord. Bless the Chinese people. Bless the Japanese people. Bless all of them, Lord. You made everybody. You made everything. Bless your creation, Lord. All over the world, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bless them, Lord. You know what they need, God. You know what they stand in need of. Bless right now, God. Bless somebody just need an apple. Somebody need a potato. Somebody need a tomato. Somebody need a piece of bread. Somebody need some water. Somebody need some clothes. Somebody need a blanket. Somebody needs you, Lord, all over this land, Lord. All over the land, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in your holy name, Father. Oh, yeah, Lord, I give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. You're so worthy to be praised, Lord. You're worthy, 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 Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. We give you praise, Lord. Lord, I pray for the sick and the shedding. I pray for those in the hospitals, Lord, and suffering from this thing, Lord. And I should have mercy on them, Lord, and have mercy on those in the nursing homes, in the assisted living homes, all over the place. Lord, have mercy on those behind prison walls, Lord. Have mercy today. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy today, Lord. They need you. They can't make it without you. They need you, Lord. They need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we give you praise today. We give you praise, Lord. We just give you praise, Lord. We just love you today, Father. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Yeah, we do, Lord. We just thank you. We thank you tonight. We praise you tonight. We give you glory. Lord, I ask just a special prayer. Lord, you know what I'm thinking. You know my heart. You know her desire. You know their desire. Lord, I ask you right now to do it for them, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it for them, Lord. And you know what they stand in need of, Lord. Do it, Lord. And change the DNA, Lord, and do it, Lord. And yeah, Lord, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm thanking you for it right now. Just let your anointing flow right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Do it for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. And, Lord, bless those that I forgot to pray for. Lord, the ones that Brother Hurl's mother and Brother Hurl and his family, Lord, and everybody else, Lord, just bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. We thank and praise God for our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. And God is going to do some things. He's going to do some things. He's going to open some doors. Yes, he's going to open some blinded eyes that they may see. Yeah, Lord, he's gonna do some things. Lord, I thank you for tonight. He's opening doors. That's all I keep hearing. Yeah. And he's saying to somebody, may even be me, don't go contrary to his will. Yes, I don't know who that's for. It might even be for me. But he said, don't go contrary to his will. Thank you, Lord. And I give God praise just for allowing me to hear that as I was praying. I give God praise and glory. And you all just be blessed. I love y'all. God love you too. We just thank and praise God for you all being here. I'm going to get out. I'm going to let you go because I done held you a little longer. But it's okay because it's all good for God. So you all have a good night. We'll be right back here, 2 o'clock Central Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time. God bless you. We love you. Have a good night.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.